New data came out last week that showed 31% of renters in the U.S. missed their rent payment in April, the first rent due since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. As WFAE's Michael Falero reports for our Finding Home series, those missed payments could be the start of a longer crisis of evictions that will have consequences for months to come.
Normally, about 1 in 5 renters in this country don't pay their rent in a given month, according to the National Multifamily Housing Council. In April, it was almost 1 in 3. It's a dramatic shift nationally in who's missing what for many is the biggest expense they have. In Charlotte, the numbers were a bit better. Only 1 in 4 renters didn't pay, compared to the usual 1 in 6. The obvious cause, here and elsewhere, the coronavirus pandemic. It's led to stay-at-home orders in every state. Entire industry sectors have closed, deemed non-essential. And with those closures come job layoffs. On April 9th, North Carolina hit an unhappy milestone. More than 500,000 people had filed for unemployment since the beginning of the pandemic in March. Right now, residents in North Carolina have one thing in their favor. They can't get evicted because courts aren't processing evictions. Chief Justice Sherry Beasley suspended most of the state's court business back in March and then extended that order until June 1st. Landlords can't file for eviction until then. Renters who live in properties with federally backed mortgages may have a bit more time. That's due to a provision in the CARES Act, the recently signed federal stimulus bill. The act says property owners who have these types of mortgages can't file for evictions because of unpaid rent until late July. Tenants have 30 days once an eviction is filed, meaning these evictions wouldn't happen until late August. But there are other options to evict tenants in the meantime. In a recent email obtained by WFAE, the law firm Loebsack & Brownlee advised its clients to consider other reasons to file evictions if they have federally backed mortgages. The firm says it deals with some of Charlotte's biggest rental property companies. That email says, quote, "You may want to consider now to be an ideal time to do some housekeeping with your tenant list by filing cases for all the non-rent lease violations you've always just put up with." The email lists reasons like unauthorized pets, noise complaints, or letting renter's insurance lapse. It continues, saying, quote, "and thereby cleaning out some of the bottom-of-the-barrel tenants you don't really want in your rent rolls when the moratorium ends anyway," exclamation point. That email was written by attorney Chris Loebsack. He says many people in the rental property industry have questions about which mortgages are affected by the new stimulus bill, and he wanted to clarify the situation for clients. Juan Hernandez is an immigration lawyer in Charlotte who often works with renters.
So what I'm afraid that's going to happen is a lot of property managers are going to come up with some other reason to evict. And there's going to be a large volume of these other than non-payment cases that are get brought up.
Hernandez expects to see eviction cases like these starting on June 1st when courts reopen, not in August, when that rule in the stimulus bill allows landlords to evict for non-payment. And for landlords who have private mortgages with banks, those limitations don't apply. They can file evictions starting June 1st, too. Other nonprofit groups are also planning around that date. Leanna Humphrey is with Crisis Assistance Ministry. She says the court's suspension of eviction filings helped.
But we know that that is just short term. And in the meantime, those rent balances are going to pile up. And so while immediately they're not at risk of eviction, we're planning for a huge surge in need once the courts reopen.
Crisis Assistance Ministry is now closed. Humphrey expects when they reopen, they'll have to provide 3 times the financial assistance they did before the pandemic. They'll provide payments to meet the needs of families who face overdue rent and utility bills. The organization says that expected need is 50% more than during the height of the 2008 recession. In the meantime, Humphrey says people who've lost their income are having to make tough choices.
So right now they're focused on being able to meet their immediate needs around providing food and medicine for their family. And they're really hoping that once the unemployment and or stimulus check comes in, then they're going to hopefully put together a plan and be able to, you know, start paying some bills.
That's the case for Julia Burgess. She lives in an apartment complex in Steel Creek. She's on disability, but had been working part-time at a restaurant to make extra money. She lost that job in late February. She was going to start a new one in March, but she couldn't because she was at high risk for coronavirus. Now, she and her husband are down to just his income. She says the choice was clear at the start of April.
So I could have paid all my rent on time with no extra income that I'm not receiving, any extra assistance, but yet I wouldn't have had any food. I wouldn't have had a means to get to and from work for transportation. So I had to use funds from my rent to go toward the things that would allow me to survive.
Burgess says her landlord doesn't allow partial rent payments, so she's trying to get enough money saved to pay her rent by April 17th. but when I spoke to her, she was still a few hundred dollars short of the rent. It's about $1,400 after she incurred a $65 late fee. Even if she does pay her rent this month, she doesn't know how she's going to pay May's rent.
Once I get to April, everything is a day-to-day because we don't know which way anything is going. Even if I'm able to go right back to work, I'm looking at my income taking a substantial hit for a bit of time.
Landlords are facing the crunch from the pandemic too, says Kim Graham of the Greater Charlotte Apartment Association. The group represents smaller property owners as well as large apartment complexes. Graham is advising her members to talk with their renters and work with them on payment options. She says smaller property owners are particularly at risk during the pandemic.
Smaller owners, they often will have mortgages and their profit margin is very thin. Very, very thin, even thinner than multifamily. And so they're concerned that they will default on their mortgages and be foreclosed on just like a regular apartment community.
She mentions a $5 million fund created by the rental company Camden, which has properties in Charlotte. Camden's renters could apply for up to $2,000 in relief if they were laid off. That fund opened for applications on April 6th and was exhausted within 16 minutes. Graham says renters and property owners will need a government stimulus like that to survive. Money that's available to all renters who can prove hardship because of the pandemic. That way, renters can get the money they need to pay rent.
You know, May is 17 days away. And so as a community, you know, we have to work collectively across sectors to figure out how we provide the necessary financial supports so that we don't lose whole industries and so that we come back stronger than we were before COVID-19.
This week, Charlotte City Council approved one measure that provides some help, $3.5 million in federal housing grants to help up to 700 Charlotte families with their rent, mortgage, or utility payments. In the meantime, the property owners Kim Graham works with and renters like Julia Burgess have begun a long process of figuring out how rent, evictions, and maintaining a home during a global pandemic will work. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Falero.